Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
One in two Australians will be diagnosed with cancer by the age of 85. And statistics show that this disease affects more men than women. Men are also more likely to be diagnosed with the most common cancers, such as skin cancer. Joining us today to talk about men and cancer is Melissa Ledger, Cancer Prevention and Research Director from the Cancer Council WA. G'day, Melissa. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Danae. Great to be here.
Before we get started, tell me a little bit more about yourself and your work.
Sure. I've worked at the Cancer Council for quite a while, and I'm the director of a division that looks after lots of prevention campaigns that I'm sure your listeners have heard of. So Sun Smart, Make Smoking History and Live Lighter. But we also have a pretty big donor-funded research program where we fund Western Australian researchers to undertake cancer prevention or treatment, research into treatment or screening. All sorts of research goes on in WA, and we fund that to the tune of somewhere between $2.3 and $4 million a year, depending on the funds that we have available. And so that's a really exciting part of the job. And we also promote a lot of the screening programs, mm-hmm. so bowel cancer screening and breast and cervical cancer screening. But the thing I really love the most is that we've got regional offices as well, so each region of Western Australia gets to hear about cancer prevention, support services, and the work of Cancer Council, which is really great.
Yeah, big state to cover. More men are diagnosed with cancer each year. What are the most common cancers that affect men?
Yeah, they are probably not unexpected, I guess, for listeners.
So no surprise.
Cancer is by far and away the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men. We see about just over 2,000 cases in WA each year. Then we have melanoma, bowel cancer and lung cancer in that order. So sometimes that surprises people. They weren't aware that melanoma was that common. They didn't realise bowel cancer was that common.
Why are men more at risk of developing skin cancer?
That's such an interesting question, and there's probably three answers to it, so I'll try and trot through those. But the idea that there might be a biological issue here is obviously something that needs to be explored and looked at. Men have different chromosomes to women, so for those of us that remember our high school biology, men are XY chromosomes and women are XX, and so there's some research going on that women have two sets of chromosomes on both of their X's can protect them, whereas men only have one set of X chromosomes. And if something goes wrong with them in those sort of genes that protect us from cancer or increase our risk of cancer, then they don't have a matched pair to help them out. So there's some early research around that when you control for things like men and women both smoking, that men still are more likely to have cancer than women. So it's that biology side is really interesting, but there's also lifestyle and maybe even the ostrich factor that could be at play here. So, for example, we know men started smoking, you know, much earlier in the 40s and 50s than women did. Women didn't really start smoking till the 70s, and many more men smoked than women ever did in Australia. So we know that that's a big legacy of the smoking rates that Australia used to have, and we can still see about 630 lung cancer cases in WA each year. We know, you know, around about 80% of those can be a result of smoking related. So some of those other factors, you know, men are more outdoors more, they might be more likely to be an outdoor worker, so exposed to UV. Sometimes they're bigger alcohol drinkers than women, and that increases risk of cancer. So there's some of those factors. But also sometimes men aren't likely to go to the doctor, and I guess that's one of our really important messages too, that, you know, don't put it off. Don't be stoic. Don't have a, you know, stiff upper lip or...
That's the ostrich you're talking about.
That's the ostrich factor, yes. So they might be a bit slower to get to the doctor if there's something that's different. They'll put it off, think it'll go away or, you know... So they often get to the doctor a bit later. Their cancer might be a bit further progressed and they might not have as many treatment options and sadly, more men do die from cancer than women when you look at the proportion as well. So there's a lot to think about, isn't there?
There is, and not altogether surprising. And not all skin cancers look the same. Are there any symptoms and signs people can still look out for?
Yeah, there's lots of symptoms and signs that people can look for, and it is quite a list. So mostly around spots on skin, obviously. So if we notice something new or something that's existing but has changed, and so this is where it gets, you know, people just need to really be looking at their skin and checking regularly for any changes in a spot, if it's new or existing. So it could be a change in colour, shape or size. It could be that it doesn't heal. It looks like a little sore that's now not healing. It could be itchy. It could be scaling. It could be bleeding or oozing. You know, there's so many things that should alert us to that's not normal. I should just get it looked at, because it might not be skin cancer, but it still should be looked at. So,
Melissa,
melanoma, there's a list as well.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but I'm just thinking, you know, it's something that in the 21st century it's a lot easier to keep a track of too, even if you're living alone and can't say to someone, hey, can you check out that thing? Does that look different to last week? You can take a photo on your mobile phone now and keep a date of it and then check again in a week and see if it's changed. I'm not suggesting Dr. Google, but I am suggesting you can keep a record of how things might change.
Yeah, it certainly could be a lot easier for people to just, if something's bothered them, take a photo, and yes, in a few weeks' time, if it's still a scabby sore and you think, well, I haven't picked it or scratched it or bumped it again and it's still scabby, why is it scabby? Oh, it was scabby, you know, 3 weeks ago, actually.
Yeah.
And that's still, you know, should have healed in that time. And sometimes that's the thing, it might heal up, but then it will become scabby again.
Get it checked out.
That's a good idea.
Prevention is always the best protection. How do we reduce our risk of skin cancer?
Look, there are plenty of messages, and I think most of your listeners would have heard our messages. And I guess I'm really keen to say that, if I'm allowed, that this election we're really asking the next government to make skin cancer a priority too. We know that better shade in our public places would make a big difference to people not being exposed or overexposed to UV. So making sure that, you know, new buildings, including schools, have a really good shade strategy and investment in shade in the local planning laws would be fantastic. And then we can much more easily reduce our exposure to UV, but also supporting schools to be more sun smart so we can really protect our young people. We know that UV damage is cumulative, that over our life, the more UV exposure we have, the more damaged our skin becomes. So we're hoping that we can really encourage the next government to make some changes to the environment so that people don't have to rely on their own sun smart behaviour too. We're all human. Sometimes you do forget your hat and then there's no shade. Then suddenly you're in a position where you might get UV damage that day.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal for us at the moment. But of course, people do, you know, we can get people to be sun smart every day, really, is the message now. So even if it's not something that you're planning, you know, you're planning on going out for the day, most people are really great with their sun smart behaviour and they'll put, you know, the five things on. But sometimes it's just incidental. We didn't realise we were going to be out for 15 minutes or that type of thing. So we're really encouraging people to be sun smart every day. So avoiding peak UV is probably the main message. So knowing when UV is over 3, when it can really start to damage our skin, is important. But seeking shade if we have to be out during those times, wearing really good protective clothing, so longer sleeves, collars, longer shorts or pants, wearing really good hats, you know, quality brims, not caps. Caps are not good sun protection. So looking for people, men and women, to be wearing hats with a brim. Sunglasses and sunscreen is your last defence. So don't rely on sunscreen. That's really important.
Melissa Ledger, Cancer Prevention and Research Director from the Cancer Council WA. Thank you for chatting with us on the record today.